From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A bombing in Somalia. The Somali militant group Al-Shabaab is claiming responsibility for an attack on a government complex in Mogadishu. A security ministry spokesman says 18 people were killed and at least 15 wounded in the bombing and assault on the country's higher education building. A witness said militants set off a car bomb outside the ministry walls, allowing the attackers to storm the building and open fire. It has been 1 year since Boko Haram militants kidnapped more than 200 schoolgirls from the village of Chibok in Nigeria's northeast. Chris Stein reports.
365 days ago, militants from the Islamic extremist group Boko Haram swept into the government girls' school in the Borno state town of Chibok and made off with more than 200 schoolgirls in a mass kidnapping that sparked international outrage. Since then, the group managed to overrun most of Borno state, only to be pushed back in a multinational military offensive. The Nigerian military has recaptured town after town from the insurgents in the past months, but have yet to find any of the girls. Those in the march were schoolgirls themselves, meant to represent the kidnapped girls. Chris Stein for VOA News, Abuja.
U.S. President Barack Obama pledged $205 million in new humanitarian aid to Iraq Tuesday following a meeting at the White House with visiting Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi. The president made no mention of giving Iraq more military support. After the two leaders met, Mr. Obama said Iraqi forces are becoming better equipped and trained since Mr. Abadi's election 7 months ago. Mr. Obama said Iraq has retaken about a quarter of the territory seized by Islamic State fighters. This is VOA News. The United Nations Security Council has approved an arms embargo on the leaders of Yemen's Houthi rebels. The council is demanding the group withdraw from the capital Sana'a and all other territory it has captured. Here is Yemeni Ambassador Khalid Hussein al-Yamani.
We refuse the influence of Tehran in our domestic affairs. We think that the Houthis, if they want to be part of the solution, they are welcome. If they don't want to be part of the solution, they will be persecuted by international law, by national law, by all means of forces that we have as a legitimate government.
The council voted 14-0 on the resolution. Russia abstained. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu expressed Israel's concern about Russia's decision to sell sophisticated S-300 air defense systems to Iran in a phone conversation with President Vladimir Putin. Mr. Putin says the missiles are strictly defensive. He lifted the 5-year ban on providing the equipment to Iran on Monday. The U.S. Senate Foreign Relations Committee has approved a bill to subject any final nuclear agreement with Iran to congressional review and a vote approving or rejecting the deal. The vote on the bipartisan compromise was 19-0. The bill now goes to the full Senate and House. The White House indicated President Obama would likely sign the bill. Foreign ministers of the Group of Seven industrialized countries are meeting in Lübeck, Germany, to discuss issues ranging from Ebola to arms control. They are preparing for the G7 summit, which is scheduled for June. Al Pessin takes a look.
The agenda for this meeting is daunting. Libya, Yemen, Boko Haram, Syria, Ukraine, and the Islamic State group, to name just a few items. The meeting host, German Foreign Minister Frank-Walter Steinmeier, said the many crises around the world are likely to persist for some time. Steinmeier said this type of crisis management is something that will probably be normal for the coming months and years. Al Pessin, VOA News, Lübeck, Germany.
International Monetary Fund experts say the global economy will expand 3.5% this year, a very slight increase over last year's growth. The IMF's Olivier Blanchard says advanced economies in nations such as the United States will grow a little faster, while emerging nations will expand a little more slowly. 7 years after her failed campaign for the Democratic presidential nomination, Hillary Clinton returned to the Midwestern U.S. state of Iowa Tuesday to campaign for the next election. Clinton will meet with students and teachers at a small community college in the town of Monticello as part of a 2-day tour of Iowa. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.